وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
شیخ قاسم محمدی.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و به نستعین و صل الله علی محمد و اهل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. You are tuned to IRIB Radio and this is for humanity. In this program, inshallah, we're going to try to know, or in other words, to sort of recognize the human nature, also human characteristics, talents, obstacles that may be in the way to human beings' growth, and in general, to examine the reality of human being, especially based on the Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. But the question that is very important before starting the discussion that must be answered is, why is this topic important? Why is it important for us to know the reality of human being and to broaden our understanding about man in different aspects? The answer to this question would be that by using the power of understanding and our cognitive faculty, we are able to make ourselves aware of various things. For example, knowing nature, knowing living things in nature, knowing non-living things and inanimate objects, knowing the earth, knowing the universe, and the likes. But in fact, there are sciences dealing with all the four set topics, and for sure all of them are important. But which of these knowledges or sciences is more important? The answer to this question, I believe, is what we have to lose by not knowing this information, and the harm or loss that we sustain by not caring about such knowledge gives us the answer. So the greater the amount of loss in not knowing a subject is, the more important that knowledge would be, and the more priority it has to be known. Okay, with this introduction, I believe that it should be known that it seems that the most important, or at least one of the most important issues, that by not knowing which there is a great possibility of harm for us, is the knowledge about the reality of human being. The other issue is knowledge about God, of course. And in general, such philosophical questions are at the top of the list of important things to know, because the lack of knowledge about these matters put us in grave danger, or at least a very likely grave dangers. So, for example, in theology, there is an argument for the existence of God, known in the West as Pascal wager, which is, of course, mentioned in the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, including Imam al-Sadiq and also Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, which is an argument based on probabilities. And this explanation that we gave just now also is of this nature, is a sort of probabilistic explanation. So The issue of human knowledge is of much importance because if a person does not achieve a correct knowledge of himself or herself, he or she will be in a very, possibility of being in danger in his or her life. Okay, so let's have a short break and inshallah we're going to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear brothers and sisters, we've been talking about the necessity and actually the importance of the topic of knowing oneself and knowing the nature and the reality of human being. And the last point we mentioned was that the way that we can infer that this issue is so important and is of much importance is that by losing, this knowledge, and by not having this knowledge and lacking this knowledge, there are possible dangers that we might be endangered with. And that is why that rationally we have to care about such knowledges more than other knowledges. So in one word, man's lack of proper knowledge of themselves and of their nature and reality, and also of their potentials and characteristics, and similarly, their lofty and important goals, as well as the knowledge of the obstacles and dangers that may exist for their perfection and kamal, cause them to fall and al-ayadu billah, destruction, and will cause them irreparable personal and social problems, both for themselves and also for others. The fundamental individual or social problems, various political and economic anomalies in countries also can be traced back to the fact that they have made a mistake in their humanology or, their knowledge about human being and the reality of human being. And, this understanding about humanity that is just a material being, and having this completely materialistic worldview about human being has been, the source and the origin of much, if not all, of those problems that we talked about, especially problems in decision making, especially in the arena of international affairs. So, those people who make a decision to wage a war against a nation, if the worldview or the humanology that they have about human being, the understanding that they have about human being, is a wrong one, and is based on wrong worldview, and the understanding is a dangerous one, it could end up, waging war and killing many people, hundreds of thousands, souls. So this shows that how important this issue is. And on the other hand, the monotheistic point of view with respect to the reality of humanity that we believe in, we believe that it can guarantee the growth of man and the society both in all aspects, but of course if applied and if it is realized in the practical realm. And the most important, for example, issue regarding the Quran and the Quranic view on the reality of man is the two-dimensionality of man, that man is consisted of two dimensions. It's not just a material body, and it's both spiritual and also material. And priority and superiority of the spiritual realm that the soul of man has. So, inshallah, we're going to talk about these issues, especially from the Quranic point of view, and also the view that has been elaborated in the traditions and the rawat of the Ahlul Bayt in the coming sessions. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.